getting ready to become a trainer that creates powerful results. Before you start teaching others, you must first do it yourself. Give it a few months, you don't have to go all the way. The following advice is for you and your customers. We got four major problems to solve: bro science, body communication, energy food, and trance. 1. Bro science and uneducated doctors destroyed everything. Stop listening to advice. Focus on what creates results. If you must, discover it yourself. 2. In order to enter bodybuilding, you must begin by jogging with dumbbells. It is not about aerobic or anaerobic. Tell people to stop backseating. Just ignore their advice and critique and focus on what brings results. Bodybuilding begins by training the body to jog with 3-pound dumbbells for an hour or two. To get there, you must start with a couch to 5K jogging program or similar. Once you can jog non-stop, you jog into a gym and begin with 5-pound dumbbells. Treat your body as a single muscle. You are just doing dumbbell exercises for 2 hours non-stop, one after another, so that muscle groups have time to rest as you switch and switch and switch. When you are ready for 7.5 or 8 pounds, slow down, rest, enjoy what you got, and then switch. Even though you start with jogging, as your dumbbells grow heavier, you naturally slow down. Though at the same time, you will retain the workout duration of just about 2 hours. And yes, your enhanced endurance creates a communication channel with your body. It is how you signal that you need more muscle. Don't let people tell you that this will make you feel tired or bad. Endurance is your friend. Go slow and your body will adapt. 3. Food. Processed foods are making you weak and slow. You must absolutely switch to trail mix and the source of protein of your own choosing. You are not going to get very far without trail mix, but avoid candy and sugar. Make your own and start with raisins and peanuts and then dried tropical fruit bits and some seeds. My guess is that it's the slow and steady release of sugar, but don't worry about the details and don't worry about added calories. Focus on what works. Our bodies are extremely complicated, and when you stress them out with endurance-based exercise or any kind of bodybuilding, they will behave slightly differently than the models that we have on books. Trail mix will eventually stop your hunger and will replace your other meals. 4. Focus and energy. Trail mix will prevent your muscles from being weak, but your mind will still need help. That means music, and new music every week, and a constant effort to enter and stay within the music trance. You enter a music trance by lifting dumbbells to the beats of songs. That focus will carry you through a 2 or 3 hour exercise like it was 8 minutes. Be careful, because you have to select slow songs at first and then gradually choose faster songs. Later, as you have customers, generate the songs using AI to avoid copyright issues. You may want to sell a trainer in a box package. If you have enough customers, and by that I mean probably nearing 100, buy 3 or 4 $70 FM radio transmitters. They are unusually powerful. They can reach up to a mile before static becomes a problem. Then broadcast on each of the transmitters instruction and then slow, medium, and the fast playlist, so that all people need to get instruction and get on with the program is a cheap, dinky radio and some headphones. Finally, when your customers start struggling to catch up, aside from slowing down the songs and their routine, give them an open source interval timer. It's basically an automated trainer. You can even fork it and modify it a little bit. So as long as you give credit to the programmers, they will be okay with it. The FM transmitter is not overkill. Such a setup could absolutely transform a neighborhood where everyone gathers in the morning, tunes in to the correct channel, and starts working out, perhaps with an interval timer clipped on their belt, entering a workout trance to the perfect beat. Lastly, don't advertise yourself as a trainer or fitness instructor. Look at the big picture. Call yourself a longevity advisor. Bodybuilding or living with endurance extends, maybe doubles or even triples, a person's life. And that is far more precious than just having a nice physique, which isn't even that hard. And again, I cannot stress this enough. Gradually increase weight and intensity. Give the body a chance to adapt. If you go too fast or too heavy, your customers will not be able to advance. They will plateau. And don't push them harder the moment they can switch to a higher weight. Let them get comfy. Let them rest with the existing weight for a long while. This way, they will be able to go higher without even noticing it. And don't let anybody isolate muscles either. Muscles have their own growth sequence. Please try to imagine a person twisting and turning with dumbbells as being a single compound integrated muscle. It has to be a symphony orchestra, not some made-up patchwork of different machines and isolation techniques.